You're listening to Juno Afternoon. I'm Shelley Delaney. My first guest today is Alyssa Borges, curator of public programs at the Juno Douglas City Museum. Hi, Alyssa. Welcome back to the show.
Hi, Shelley. Thank you.
Yes, of course. How's summer going at the City Museum so far?
It's been really great. It's been really fun to have people visiting again. We have a lot of people from out of town, but also people within Alaska coming to the museum, and it's just really been fun to feel like we're somewhat back to our normal selves again this summer.
That's great to hear. I'm glad to hear that. I'm glad it's going well, but I understand you're already looking ahead to the next season of art exhibits and that you're excited to welcome artists to submit their work. So let's start there. What do folks need to know about the application process?
Yeah, thank you. So we are calling for our next batch of solo artists for the 2022 to 2023 exhibition season. Those proposals can be from single artists or group of artists, anybody who's interested in mounting a month-long exhibit here at the City Museum during the months of November through February of those years, 2022 to 23. So they get a year to get their work together. The deadline for that application is August 31st this year, 2021, and those applications are available online. You can download them. People can call the museum and I can get them to them by email. You can pick one up, whatever I can do to get the applications out, I'm happy to do that. So definitely check out our website. There's more information there for people to see what it's all about.
That's great. And when would the first exhibit be displayed?
November, and that would be for 2022. We're really excited to get back to that this season. The group of solo artists who will be exhibiting this year into 2022 have been on hold for a year because of the pandemic. So we'll be exhibiting with them this fall and winter, and then this group would be for the next year's fall and winter.
Excellent. Got it. Thank you. What kind of submissions do you hope to see? Are there any themes or concepts that come to mind?
You know, we leave that open to the artist to decide. It's really, we want to showcase the local artists in Juneau and Douglas and not limit too much what the theme is and what they do. We would hope that it has some kind of connection to Klinkit'ani, but what they decide to do in terms of their medium and their content, I want to leave that up to the artist to, you know, not feel too boxed in with too many parameters. So it's really open to anything. And once we receive those applications, we have a committee that meets that's comprised of a member from the museum, but also local artists and previous recipients, you know, who've been able to, previous solo artists. So we get together and with criteria, and then we decide on who will the next solo artist will be.
Well, speaking of being boxed in or not being boxed in, I passed by the little free gallery today, and I was just wondering if you would tell us again what that is and remind our listeners how they could interact with it.
Sure. So our free little art gallery is much like a free little library in that it's a small box that's attached to the museum on the left side near the side door. In which anybody who's interested can place a little piece inside and take a piece also home with them if anything catches your eye. We've had, it seems to me, more people putting pieces in than are taking them out. And I'm not sure if people are feeling like they can't, but if anything that looks, you don't have to put a piece in to take one out, in other words. So we've been getting some really neat stuff in there and welcome anybody to add a piece that is interested in doing that.
I agree. It is pretty fun. Maybe they just don't want to detract from the little gallery once something's in there. But But thank you for that reminder about the little free art gallery. And now shifting from art to history, I saw a press release that just came out today regarding the Juno History Grant. Would you like to share a little about what that is and how people can apply?
You bet. So the History Grant is something we've done for many, many years, and we've finally reopened it, and it's going to become a yearly award in which applications for this will be due now every October. So this is really open to anybody, any single person, group of people who have an idea for preserving or sharing Juno's history or culture, and who, you know, has the time and energy to follow through to complete the project. It can be a project that's partially started or one that, you know, is still percolating and hasn't been started yet, but it's really open to anything as long as it's local. And then they can apply to the grant for funding to support some of the expenses of the project. It needs to be a project that can be completed within a year. And from the time that it's awarded, they have a year to complete it. So we're calling for anybody who has been thinking about something local. They really need a little bit more help with completing. And that we've put that application online on our website. You can do it right there. For those who like to do it that way without anything, you can upload all the requirements. The instructions are there as well. Or you can also pick up we can get you a paper copy of that as well to anybody who prefers to handwrite that out.
Could you
a little bit of history on that grant I might like to add is that it was established by Marie Darlin originally to encourage high school students to learn about local history and culture. But now it is, the grant's a collaborative program between the City Museum, the Friends of the City Museum, and the Juneau Community Foundation.
I was wondering if you could share some examples of what these projects might be.
Sure. So a more recent recipient would be Ed Schoenfeld and Betsy Longenbaugh. They have been leading these very popular local murder tours, but originally this whole, all their ideas were started with this grant money that helped them to complete a presentation on that they titled Murder as a Headline, both being reporters. So they used the funds to create a presentation on historic murders in Juneau and Douglas through the lens of reporting in newspapers.
That's a great example. That one's been very successful.
Yeah, and then a past example is a book published by Sandy Harbinuck in 2008. She was a recipient in 2008. And it was titled Running Toward Fire, and it's all about Juneau Volunteer Fire Department. So it can be a real range, again, of projects. It can be, you know, a presentation, maybe a performance, or even interpretive panels for different places around Juneau. It's also wide open to, you know, ideas of the projects.
I love that opportunity for creativity in a applying for a history grant. So thanks for sharing that, Alyssa.
You bet.
All right. Well, back to the summer activities happening at the Juneau Douglas City Museum. What else would you like to share with our listeners today? I know you've still got walking tours happening, and then there's some changes to the summer hours and admission information.
Yeah, that's right. So I know a lot of people now are, you know, people are traveling, and a lot of visitors are coming, and families are looking for things to do. And I just want people to know that we do offer free Capitol tours Tuesday through Friday of the Capitol building itself. They're really interesting. Each tour guide has a different kind of focus on what they cover, but it's they're about an hour, and they happen at 1:30 and 3 p.m. Very fun, free thing to do. And the Capitol being closed for the last year, you know, it's nice to have access in there again and to see the artwork and learn the history about the building itself. So that's one thing. And then our hours are expanding. They just keep expanding. So right now we're open Tuesdays through Friday from 10. Oh, we're open Tuesdays through Sunday, I'm sorry, from 10 to 4. But beginning the end of this month, we're going to be open 7 days a week until 6 p.m. and on the weekends till 4:30 p.m. So our hours are expanding. And I just encourage people to check our website or call for the latest hours. As we get back to normal and looking more like a regular summer at the museum.
Oh, that's wonderful. I'm glad. I'm sure that all of you there are pretty glad about that as well.
Yeah, we are. It's really fun to have people back in the building.
Absolutely. Well, Alyssa Borges, again, thanks so much for sharing all that great information about the Juneau Douglas City Museum. I always enjoy chatting with you once a month and finding out what's happening there. Was there anything that we missed? Anything else that you'd like to mention before we say goodbye today?
Just to check out the website, we keep it updated, as well as Facebook and Instagram. We have quite a bit going on there. So if you can't make it to the museum, but you just want to learn a little bit of history, that's a good place to go.
I do love your social media presence. You guys are doing a great job with that.
Thank you. Thanks.
Well, thank you, Alyssa. And until next time, have a great day and enjoy the rest of your month of July. We'll talk again soon.
You too, Shelley. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.